Country Bob FM.
Almanac back in studio, so that means, of course, no glitches, no hitches.
Right.
Give me another word that rhymes with those.
Glitches, hitches, witches.
Yes, no witches in-house either as well.
Was able to come up with one that we could use.
Today, on the Almanac at the End Almanac Quiz, we're going to give away a couple of pairs to see Chris Hockey at Sherburne County Fair. I had somebody email me to let me know that it's a $3 admission into the fair, which for all the fun at the fair, that's very reasonable for today's prices for entertainment.
I would say yes.
So, Chris Hockey, these will be tickets to go actually into the grandstand and listen to Chris Hockey put on a show Friday night, and we're going to give away two pairs. One question, two winners.
Okay.
Today is Thursday, July 19th. It's the 200th day of the year. And we have 165 left. You know, with 165, you had 200. We know that it's not a leap year.
Right. Last year was leap year.
1799, the Rosetta Stone.
Or no, 2016.
No, right, right. It's always an even year.
Yeah.
I always remember 1980. If it's divisible by four to get you to 1980,
right.
I always remember that's my base year for leap years.
For leap year.
Because I remember making a calendar for fourth grade that year, and I had to add an extra day, and Some of the less astute students in the class didn't know that.
You were in fourth grade?
Yep.
Yeah, I wasn't.
No, you weren't. You were still trying to find yourself.
Yes.
After graduating a few years.
I was stumbling around in some sort of an abyss.
You were traveling the world trying to find yourself.
I was in Clinton, Iowa. What am I doing here?
Something went wrong to get you in
Something
Iowa.
Went haywire.
Something, yes. Yeah. Took the wrong turn.
No
took
doubt.
The wrong turn at Albert Lee.
And then they couldn't
Lee.
Get out.
You took a wrong turn at Albert Lee is what you did.
It took me 2 years.
The Rosetta Stone on this date, 1799, was found. A tablet with hieroglyphic translations found. They translated things into Greek, found in Egypt. And then the person who found it, they learned Spanish in like a month.
Wow. That's an amazing stone.
1909, the first ever unassisted triple play in Major League Baseball was made by Cleveland Indian shortstop Neil Ball.
That's a pretty good play.
In a game against Boston. And he caught the ball. He's a shortstop. Went to second. The guy that was on second was off the bag. And then the guy in first was a complete idiot.
And never stopped.
He never stopped. He just kept running to second and he tagged him out there. Three outs.
Everything,
things have to be absolutely perfect.
Yes.
First, there has to be zero outs.
Right.
Two guys on
right.
to start out, and then you got to have some dumb bonehead base running.
You probably got to be almost a middle infielder, either a second baseman or a shortstop to do that.
Mm-hmm. That was 1909. 1941 this day. Tom and Jerry. There's a mouse loose in the house. Will Tom ever catch Jerry? I don't think he ever did. Permanently.
He did.
For short periods of time, he would have him in his custody.
He was always able to escape.
The first ever Tom and Jerry cartoon. First time they ever appeared under those names. The name of the cartoon was Midnight Snack by William Hanna and Joseph Barbera.
Love it.
Tom's master was a bit of a stereotype. Remember that?
Yes, he was.
You wouldn't be able to get away with that today. But that was 1941. 1980, this date, we go to Moscow.
Translate, please.
I have a blazing saddle. Doesn't that sound like Frankie Lane?
It does a little bit.
That's Frankie Lane singing in Russian at the opening ceremonies of the 1980 Moscow Summer Olympics. It's the Parade of Nations. There were a few nations missing.
Yes,
that year there was a little bit of a boycott that took place. 1980 Moscow Summer Games. I remember nothing about those games because we weren't there.
Right.
Were they even televised here? That's a good question. Whether they were televised here. That was perfectly translated to English later on. In that presentation of the opening ceremonies, and it was an American accent, not a British accent.
I would think it would have kept sponsorship dollars down a little bit for the TV broadcast.
Yeah, it would have been on the Food Network or something way back, you know, MeTV or something,
right.
way down on the channel list. 1984 this day.
My fellow citizens, I proudly accept your nomination for Vice President of the United States.
Geraldine Ferraro accepted the nomination. First ever woman to run for president, vice president, I should say, on a major party ticket.
Didn't work out.
Why do you have to keep piling on Ferraro and Mondale? Ferraro ticket. You keep bringing that up that they got hammered. Turn the page.
Was that the most lopsided? And I'm a big Fritz guy. Don't get me wrong.
They only won the District of Columbia in Minnesota.
Right. Is that like the most one-sided?
It was a whitewash. You'd have to look that up. It's got to be right up there.
Yeah.
That was in 19. They did their best. They just couldn't. It was like the Indiana Fever yesterday.
Yeah, they did their best.
President Reagan was the Lynx.
Yeah.
And Mondale Ferraro, they were the Indiana Fever.
Yeah.
That was in 84 and 85. In the news.
It's not often that a teacher is at a loss for words. I know my students wouldn't think so. I've made 9 wonderful friends over the last 2 weeks. When that shuttle goes, there might be one body. But there's going to be 10 souls that I'm taking with me. Thank you.
Teacher Krista McAuliffe, that was the day that she was chosen to be the first teacher to ride aboard the space shuttle. McAuliffe, of course, was then part of the ill-fated Challenger crew.
Yeah.
Next year, 1986, when that happened in March of that year. Let's move on. This wasn't very good either. 1989.
The fire chief in Sioux City, Iowa, now estimates 195 people died when a United Airlines DC-10 attempted an emergency landing there. That would mean as many as 125 people survived.
Remember seeing the video of that? They had video of this crash in Sioux City, Iowa, 1989, a DC-10 United Airlines. Do you remember that?
Oh, yes.
The video was through the chain link fence,
yes.
And you could kind of see it kind of roll and tumble. And there were survivors that were found in cornfields in Sioux City, Iowa this date. Come on, Jim, get some good news in here.
Come on.
Pete Rose on this date, 1990. Not only did he bet on baseball, he didn't cheat on baseball, but he did cheat on his taxes.
Ah, yeah.
1990, he was signing a lot of autographs and getting money for that, but not claiming.
I'll take that cash.
Not claiming those earnings. So Pete Rose, 5 months in prison for tax evasion in 1990. Mike Tyson
wanted a piece of that.
Bad decision by Mike Tyson, although it may have been a bad decision to have Mike Tyson go and meet the Miss Black America contestants a couple of days before. And Mike Tyson, he was accused of sexually assaulting... what was her name? Desiree Washington?
Yes, I believe that's right.
Miss Black America contestant in Indiana. He was later convicted. He spent 6 years in prison. Got that tattoo. That's the good thing that came out of all of this. It was a horrible, horrible incident.
Yeah.
But the only thing that came out positive was he got that facial tattoo. That thing.
I think he only served 3 years out of the 6 that he was sentenced.
Thank you, Judge Wapner.
Yeah.
That was in 91. 06. Let's remember Jack Warden on this date.
Hey, I'm sending Brian Piccolo back to Chicago. He's always been in shape, willing to give 100%. But he's not doing that anymore. And that's what worries me.
That's Jack Warden. He's playing Papa George Halas.
The coach of the Bears.
Yes, in Brian's song.
Yeah, late 60s.
Jack Warden. He was also Buttermaker in the TV version of the Bad News Bears.
Yes.
Among other things.
Great character actor.
Yeah, 12 Angry Men was his breakthrough role. He was 85 when he passed away on this date in 06. 2011. Those sound effects are powerful. The first Avenger. Maybe the Captain America ones for Marvel are some of their best.
Oh, for sure.
And
great movies.
That debuted, Captain America, the first Avenger, debuted this date, 2011. And 2016, we lost a very talented man.
We have breaking news of the death of Gary Marshall at the age of 81.
Of course, he is one of Hollywood's most prolific producers. Marshall created... I'd say some of the 1970s most iconic sitcoms, including Happy Days, Morgan, Mindy,
Laverne and Shirley, among others. And he was a great candy mogul in League of Their Own.
Yes, he
Harvey.
Was.
He was Mr. Harvey with his Harvey bars.
He did some movies, too. He was very skilled.
Well, Pretty Woman.
Yeah.
Runaway Bride.
Pretty good.
So Gary Marshall died on this date, 81 years old. That was 2 years ago. Birthdays now.
All right.
You'd be like heaven to touch. I want to hold you so much.
Of course you do.
At long last, love has arrived.
The lovely Vicky Carr.
Oh, yes.
And I thank God I'm alive.
One of the singing Vickies.
I think she's available for parties. I think when we christen our new deck, I think we'll be hiring Vicky Carr to sing from that deck in our backyard. She's 77.
Couldn't do any better than that.
Where's Vicky Carr's new album? Vicky Carr is 77 on this date. Happy birthday.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
A lot of people call him Commander Cody. His real name is George Frayne. 74 today for George Frayne.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod?
Pretty good version. I like his and Jim Varney's.
Commander Cody and the Lost Planet Airmen. Lost Planet Airmen, great name for his group. Happy birthday going out to him today. He was one of the original members of the Eagles, a founding member. He was on the flying. He was also in the Flying Burrito Brothers with Chris Hillman.
Oh, sure.
The Flying Burrito Brothers, or just the Burritos, if you will. Right. Bernie Leadon, who was born in Minneapolis. I don't know if you knew that.
He
was born in Minneapolis. 71 this date for him. Do you have a silhouette of a man? That whole thing going on over there?
Yes.
Can you fandango?
This guy's a good guitar player, no doubt about it.
Brian May from Queen.
Yeah.
Bohemian Rhapsody. There's a movie coming out titled Bohemian Rhapsody about Queen and Freddie Mercury.
Sure.
So happy birthday. Brian May is 71. Talk to me, Goose.
Hey, Goose, you big stud!
That's me, honey.
Take me to bed or lose me forever.
Show me the way home, honey.
He can play some piano, but unfortunately he died. Anthony Edwards is Goose, Top Gun. He was also one of the nerds. He was good at that.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He was one of the new nerds. Anthony Edwards, 56 today. Doctor Strange.
Arch Wizard, who are you? Why should I care?
My name is Dr. Stephen Strange, and I have some questions for you.
I'm Dr. Stephen Strange, and I have a magic cape. He's Master of the Dark Arts, Neil. Are you familiar with Doctor Strange?
Yes.
Have you seen the most recent Avengers yet?
I have not.
Infinity War.
No.
You haven't seen the movies leading up. I mean, the other movies you need to see before you see it, and I've already warned you, you have to see those movies. You're getting backlogged.
My son bought Black Panther, so we're going to watch that. We almost got into it last night.
You better.
Yeah, just got a little too late.
He was also Khan in Star Trek Into Darkness.
Oh.
And also Sherlock Holmes on the BBC TV show Sherlock.
Mm-hmm.
42 for him. And baseball player Rick Ankiel, who it was an interesting story. He was originally a pitcher for the St. Louis Cardinals, and then he couldn't pitch. He started throwing balls to the backstop.
All over the place.
Just a bit outside. Yeah. Tried the corner and missed. Yeah. And then he went back down to the minors, and I was living in Memphis at this time. And he became an outfielder, tore the cover off the ball.
Right, good
hitter.
He
had all kinds of home runs, and he came back to the major leagues and played some as an outfielder.
Talk about
a turnaround. It was a great story. Rick Ankiel. Celebrating today, and he is 39. He'll be 40 next year.
All right, gone but not forgotten. Inventor Samuel Colt, he developed the Colt 45, not the beer, not the malt liquor beverage.
No, that was Billy D. Williams that came up with that.
Exactly. This was the revolver and the Colt 45 and some other firearms. Samuel Colt was born on this day, 1814. She did some whacking with an axe. Lizzie,
was it an axe or a hatchet?
I think it was an axe.
We need to define. It might have been a mid-sized axe, which is close to being a hatchet.
Yeah, maybe just a shorter handled.
Her trial was the O.J. Simpson trial of that era.
Of 1893, I believe. 1892 was the year that her father and stepmother were axed to death. I don't think it was really 81. It was more like 25 or 30 whacks. But anyway, Lizzie Borden, 1860. That happened out in Massachusetts. I've been to his place a few times of recent. I wish I wouldn't have to keep going. Surgeon Charles Mayo was
too
born
bad
in
he wasn't 18- still alive. He 65- would be able to find yeah, out what's going out on with your mucus.
With my sinuses. He and his brother founded the world-famous Mayo Clinic and the Mayo Foundation.
That was their original slogan, Mayo Knows Mucus. Mayo yeah. Knows Mucus.
Mayonnaise. Charles Mayo was born in the state 1865. Former United States Senator George McGovern, 1922. Of course, he also ran for president and lost to Tricky Dick Nixon back in the early 70s.
How close was that election? We were talking about Mondale Reagan.
I don't think that one was that close mm-hmm. either. Nixon was easily won that one. Actor Pat Hingle is a voice and a guy you would certainly remember.
What the hell's going on?
Christ, what are you trying to do? Blow the collar?
I'm in charge here, not Carl Grissom.
I want him taken alive.
There he is as Commissioner Gordon.
Yep.
In the Batman with Michael Keaton and Jack Nicholson.
Yeah. He was in many, many, many movies and TV shows.
And how many Gunsmokes?
Oh, quite a few. He was a fill-in for Milburn Stone's Doc Adams mm-hmm. character.
Was he a good doctor?
In real life, Milburn Stone had some health issues.
Was he a good doctor?
Yes. Not as quite as crafty as Doc.
And you know what? Neither of them is good and as heroic as Doc Baker, though.
Doc Baker, I don't know.
From Little House on the Prairie.
Oh, well, I should have known.
Though neither of those guys had ever saved the whole town from typhus.
I bet you Pat Hingle was in an episode or two of Little House on the Prairie, too.
I'd have to look and see.
I wouldn't be surprised. Actor Richard Jordan was in tons of westerns and shows. He was born on this day, 1938. And Leonard Skinner guitarist Alan Collins.
Good guitar right there.
He was born on this day, 1952. I'd have to double check to see if he was in the plane crash.
No,
obviously,
no,
he survived.
I mean, he survived.
Yeah, he was born. And then after...
When did he pass away?
Gosh, I'd have to look back. He was part of the Rossington Collins band that had a brief tour. And then he went back to Leonard Skinner. Had some health issues, though. Born on this day, 1952. And I just watched his ESPY speech from 2014. He passed away in January of 2015. ESPN anchor Stuart Scott died of appendix cancer. Jim, you don't hear that much of appendix cancer. But let's hear from him.
Very colorful in his delivery on SportsCenter.
For sure.
The scoring race between Shaquille O'Neal and David Robinson was as tight as a ring on a fat guy's finger. Shaq, the diesel, led Robinson by 0.06 of a point.
Cool as the other side of the pillow. That was kind of his signature, signature deal.
ESPN anchor, he was a great guy, great dude. Stuart Scott, born on this day in 1965, died tragically at the age of 49 from appendix cancer. All gone, but not forgotten.
Oh, no, your crew missed George Hamilton IV.
Oh, my goodness, Abilene?
Yes, Abilene and Break My Mind, Truck Driving Man, just to name a few. I don't know, he was born.
Somebody will pay.
Would have been celebrating today, born on this date, 1937.
All right.
Now they're all gone but not forgotten.
Chris Hockey. Quiz?
Chris Hockey. We're not forgetting about him.
No.
Yeah, this guy can perform. A lot of. I'll be honest. I've never seen him live, but I hear that he's just Mr. Energy up there.
Oh, he puts on a great
puts
show.
Puts on a great show. A wonderful musician. Chris Hockey, Sherburne County Fair on Friday, this Friday. Mm-hmm. And you get a pair of tickets. We are going to give away two pairs to the person who, the first two people that answer this question correctly.
Okay.
And I'm talking about having a birthday today. The guy, Commander Cody, I'm not going to ask you what his real name was. That would have been tough. George Frayn. But I'm going to ask what his band was called, his group. Commander Cody and what? I mentioned it once or twice. So tell me Commander Cody's band. Commander Cody and something, mm-hmm. something, something. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 763-450-0100. 763-450-0100. Not just the first, but the second caller with the correct answer will win the tickets. Sherburne County Fair Grandstand on Friday. And it'll be Chris Hockey performing there.
You got to pay your own $3 right. to get into the fair, but then this will get you into the show.
Or you can try to sneak in under the fence.
Saves you like $12
right,
or 24
exactly.
for a pair.
That's right.
That's a lot of cheese curds.
Here is George Hamilton IV. Good luck, you guys, calling in on the old Almanac Quiz. Bob FM.
Abilene, Abilene, Bridgetown.